this eBay class. Before I jump in and get going on this class, I want to...
Okay, Eddie. This one's for you.
Thank you. red watering hole. They asked for a radio check. I came back, said, Roger that. It's all mumble jumble, son. Can you adjust your fishing pole? He said 10-4, but Dad, I can't do it. When my dad gets back, I'll ask him to. He watches 20. And by the way, 1091. I said I just pulled out a Windy City with a bleached blonde seat cover looking pretty and a truckload full of Puerto Rican rum. Got a new XYL and his XYD's been giving him help. If I'm 10, 11, then please just let me know. We need some S&H green stamps for diesel fuel mudding clamps. His daddy thinks we've blown a water hose. He said his daddy's just been bit in the British for smoking with the devil and he needs stitches from a crack me up. He had on Highway 1. He got tangled with a big land yacht and a mama bear in the parking lot. And trust me, driver, he said this trip ain't been no fun. Copy that, that's a big 10-4. Got a 10-17, I can't talk no more. Please watch the slap, tell your dad the 10-19. And the next time you're on the road with your daddy hauling loads, I hope things aren't as bad, son, as they now seem. Said my daddy came back from his 10-100. Got 30 waiting food. I'm hungry. I'll catch you again, driver, but I must now 10-3.
Namco.
Gory can pop like a live grenade. Raised his boys in the way of the train. Hector and Mondo, young Eddie G. Chavo meant the most to me.
Oh, ah.
Last hope. Chavo Guerrero.
if I told you Jesus came to abolish religion? What if I told you voting Republican really wasn't his mission? What if I told you Republican doesn't automatically mean Christian? And just because you call some people blind doesn't automatically give you...
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Why has it started so many wars? Why does it build huge churches? But in the Old Testament, God actually calls religious people whores. Religion might preach grace, but another thing they practice, tend to ridicule God's people, they did it to John the Baptist. They can't fix their problems, and so they just mask it, not realizing religion's like throwing perfume on a casket. See, the problem with religion is it never gets to the core. It's a behavior modification, like a long list of chores. Like, let's dress up the outside, make it look nice and neat. But it's funny, that's what they used to do to mummies while the corpse rots underneath. Now we judge them. I'm just saying, quit putting on a fake look.
Good looking super game presented for you by game creator Namco.
I mean, in every other aspect of life, you know that logic's unworthy. It's like saying you play for the Lakers just because you bought a jersey. See, this was me too, but no one seemed to be on to me. Acting like a church kid while addicted to pornography. See, on Sunday I'd go to church, but Saturday getting faded, acting if I was simply created to just have sex and get wasted. See, I spent my whole life building this facade of meekness, but now that I know Jesus, I boast in my meekness. Because if grace is water, then the church should be an ocean. It's not a museum for good people, it's a hospital for the broken. Which means I don't have to hide my failure, I don't have to hide my sin. Because it doesn't depend on me, it depends on Him. See, because when I was God's enemy, and certainly not a fan, He looked down and said, I want that name. Which is why Jesus hated religion, and for it He called them fools. Don't you see so much better than just following some rules? Now let me clarify. I love the church, I love the Bible, and yes, I believe in sin. But if Jesus came to your church, would they actually let Him in? See, remember, He was called a glutton and a drunkard by religious men.
Dreamscape presents Foolproof by Jennifer Blackwood. Narrated by Addison Spear and Stephen Dexter. Chapter 1. Jules. Good. Giving a guy a heart attack from your wardrobe choice. Bad. Guy having a literal heart attack. The worst part? My killer outfit wasn't even cute. And it definitely wasn't a guy I was going to impress. Nope. Instead, I stood in my baggy green Office Jacks shirt, hovered over my middle-aged coworker as he clutched his chest, beads of sweat pouring down his red face. I scanned the service floor for Jack, the owner of Office Jacks.
This is cocaine speaking.
The store was empty.
This is cocaine
speaking. No one around.
So how we gonna move forward to a brand new world that we actually deserve to live in? Yeah. Put forth a vision, represent a school of thought. Grind it out with the for that number one spot. Of reality, I'd rather just embrace it. No religious views, but that don't mean that I'm faithless. Hope based on rational grounds is in the people. Socialism's dead, well here's the starting of the sequel. Far as I'm concerned, it should be common sense that our current way of life ain't really life to begin with. Start of human history will be the very onslaught of the revolution when this clash it'll stop. Or maybe I should say rather kicked in the high. Capitalist fools will be running over. Ideas don't change the world alone, people have to do it. And with the people's enemies, our struggle must be ruthless. Beaten down, lied to, often feeling tired. What a single spark can start the entire uprising. I will never be subservient. Trust in their process. Truly as played out as past me. First U.S. revolution was indeed progressive, but quickly the stars. I'm a socialist, more than just a theorist. That means I keep it militant. The boss man's nemesis, ready organizers, 9-to-5 grinders, homeless in the downtrodden, true freedom fighters. I'm a socialist, more than just a theorist. That means I keep it militant. The boss man's nemesis, ready organizers. risers, yeah. 9 to 5 grinders, yeah. Homies in the town, hot and truth, yeah. Fighters, yeah. Some think rebelling is itself just enough, like ideology and theory isn't relevant and such. To be real though, that is paramount to our death, a reactionary suicidal ending to our steps, yeah. In direction of full-on freedom's attainment, needed to be present for the system's arraignment. System's arrangement is not the end of time, but we need to badly figure out a way to organize, yeah. Productive and effective, not just individual. If we can't get it right, then life will remain critical.
Technology scattered on the ground. We must technology. Technology
Looking Super Game, presented for you by game creator Namco.
Luna!
This.
Technology. Technology.
Oh, son, where'd you find this?
Yeah. kill this shit.
I got bodies in the back. If I didn't tell you, then I bet you wouldn't ask. Only way I kill them if they always act tough. Put them in the truck and run away because I'm a punk. Yo, I got bodies in the back. If I didn't tell you, then I bet you wouldn't ask. Only way I kill them if they always act tough. Put them in the truck and run away because I'm a punk.
Yo,
that's the way. That's the love that they'll open you up when I tap on your door. I sit back in the woods and I wait for the buzz. I stab you in the guts if you acting too good. Call me daddy, but that ain't my child. Shorty, see a baddie when she acting wild. Crazy for the pickle, give her throw a little tickle. Pop a cherry like a pickle, then I nut it on a nipple. I got bodies in the bag.
I'm
power allows me to feel. I can't see a thing, but it's around somewhere. I gotta hold my head, I have no fear. It probably seems crazy, crazy, a graveyard theory. A ghost trying to approach me, he got leery.
dum.
son, where'd you find this?
Unit 77. Broken. Cyborg Files, Book 1. By Nina Carter and Evangeline Anderson.
Damn, narrated son, where'd you find McKenzie this? Cartwright.
Chapter 1. Unit 77 knew something was broken inside. He crouched behind the door of the med shack, waiting for his quarry, a small blonde female who was moving purposefully around the compound. She had serious gray eyes, and she was wearing a white lab coat, which couldn't quite conceal her curves. Watching her did something to Unit 77, made the brokenness inside him worse somehow. But again, he couldn't say exactly how or why. His muscular bulk, concealed in the shadows, was more metal than man. The cyborg device implanted in the back of his neck ensured that Unit 77 always had a clear head in battle. Its function, like his mechanical left arm and the retractable scope over his left eye, was to make him a stronger, better soldier. Unit 77 knew this to be true. The knowledge had been with him ever since he had first woken to this new life. It was implanted in his brain along with the other directives, like the one that commanded him to obey all direct orders from his CO.
Luna!
It doesn't always work, though, does it? Whispered a little voice in his head. The directive to obey. The emotion throttling function. Unit 77 shook his head the way one might shake a mechanical device that was malfunctioning. The little voice came sometimes, whispering judgments and inconvenient truths. Sometimes it brought images with it. Shadows of a past he could no longer remember. Didn't want to remember. It tormented him, and yet he couldn't rid himself of it. It seemed to be a symptom of his inner brokenness. Of course you're broken, whispered the voice, or you would have obeyed the CO's orders, and you wouldn't be in this position right now. Shadows rose in his mind's eye, a picture of the past. People working in the fields, harvesting crops, their heads bent in the noonday heat, working tirelessly, not even noticing the elite unit of cybernetic soldiers surrounding them, preparing for the kill.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, well, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me.
much farther south, near the southern extremity of its range.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
The great tree frog is not vastly different from that of the population in North Carolina.
Ding, 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 brum, brum.
Is it got to be so damn tough? Is it got to be so damn tough?
Feels like I'ma lose it. This ain't music. I don't care who produced it. It's useless. Not enough lyricists who take this serious. This art form's not far from oblivion. I exist in a business. It's unrealistic. Too many yes men. Not enough critics. Dudes without street cred pay the dues with it. Young dude wrote it. You went in the booth spit it. So really you ain't right that you read it. But you get all the credit just because you said it. That's not wrong. I'ma let you tell it. How does a man become so beheaded? I don't need no gas, but a little unleaded. Never heard nothing, so come on.
Hey, hey.
Da love it, drop it. Da love it, drop it.
Is it Saul?
Candy girl. Girl, shake that love it, drop it. Da love it, drop it. Shake that love it, drop it. Da love it, drop it. Girl, shake that love it, drop it. Da love it, drop it. I'm looking for Mrs. Bubblegum. I'm Mr. Chico Stick. I want it, dun dun dun, oh. Cause you so thick, girls call me Jolly Rancher, oh. Cause I sing so hard, you can stop me for a long time. Oh my god, girls are saying to dance low. This a candy store, and I'm really geeked up. And I got more drunk. I pop, I roll, it's soft. I know it's the summertime, but your laughing topic got me falling loose. Oh. Don't be shy, baby. I know you wanna ride, you a star and it shows. What's happening? What's up? What's up? Let's go, let's go, let's go. Shake that love it, tap it. That love it, tap it. Shake that love it, tap it. That love it, tap it, girl. Shake that love it, tap it. 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 Shake that love it, tap it. That love it, tap it. Shake that love it, tap it. That love it, tap it, girl. Shake that love it.
Yeah, man, it's your boy, Mr. Fab, man. Sean T, the real king of slaps, man. Y'all better act like y'all know who he is, man. Yeah.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
I'll take it.
For thousands of years, humans have misunderstood them and feared them. Now, one guy in a turtleneck sweater is gonna change everything.
Stand back. These are winter boots.
Wait! Why does his life have any less value than yours?
This fall,
I gotta say something.
You like jazz?
You're talking to humans. You're flying outside the hive.
Barry Benson.
So you see soda spilled on a sidewalk and you don't drink it?
Is a little...
He's not bothering anybody. Get out of here, you creep.
Discovering a big secret.
How did this get here?
It's just honey, Barry.
This is stealing. Cute. Golden Blossom. Ray Liotta Private Select. I'm gonna get to the bottom of this.
You have a plan?
Yes.
Dale. He's brave.
Oh! Where'd you get the honey?
It's ours now.
He's bold.
This can't possibly work. Okay, Barry, pull the chute.
Step in the room.
Son, where'd you find this?
Thank you.
Oh! Ah! Luna!
You and I and a little toy shop. Buy a bag of balloons with the money we've got. Set them free at the break of dawn. Till one by one, they were all gone. Back at base, bugs in the software. Flash the message, something's out there.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Summer sky, 99 red balloons go by. Floating in the summer sky. Panic lights, it's a riddle. There's something here from somewhere else. War machine springs to life. Opens up one eager eye. Focusing it on the sky. 99 red balloons go by.
Good-looking super game presented for you by game creator Namco.
Is on the line. Is 99 red balloons go by? 99 red balloons go by. 99 red balloons go by. It's all over, I'm still
sweet onion chicken terry.
Hey, did you hear that? Is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it's the Mickey Bus! Come on, people!
Where's my phone?
Luna!
Yup! Have a party!
Ha!
Let's have a party!
Ha! Ha! Ha!
Let's have a party! Let's have a party!
Wow! Oh!
Super Game, presented for you by Game Creator Namco.